Oh, yes. He made you an offer you can't refuse, right? Amen. The big boss. Oh, glory. Well, hallelujah. You may be seated. God's grace. Amen. If only we can see all the things that God has done for us. It's only we can see all the things that God has done for us. And the things that He do for us each and every day. He does more than we can imagine. That we can imagine, that we can think about. Amen. Well, this is the last lesson for this month on knowing the voice of God. So I hope you've learned something.
Amen.
Always learn, because I have to get in the book. There are so many stories.
Amen.
Dealing with all the lessons that we have. There's always something in the Bible that for anything that we need to grow and learn. Amen. So let me ask a question. Ask the Japanese, but how many of you read the chapter on Samuel instead of just reading the verse? Well, it always would help. Amen, amen. But we need to read the whole story behind the scripture. It'll help give you understanding. Amen. So, on Sunday, we end up talking about Elijah. That's where we left off. And how powerful Elijah was used by God, but yet, when a circumstance named Jezebel came up, Elijah ran and he became fearful. Well, we know through the story that God was talking to Elijah and Elijah was talking to God. Amen. But it seemed like there was a disconnect, you know, real fast. A disconnect. Maybe Elijah was looking more on the flesh instead of looking at God. But don't let people or circumstances get you to a place to where you cannot hear God and you will not listen. During the times of our tests and the trials and tribulations, these are the times to where it becomes a test to where to see all the things that we learned before the trials happen.
あなたがこの時に来た時何に対応できるかってこと。
What the brother? No.
No.
Right. We let our circumstances override our walk with God, our relationship with God. We let our circumstances, our flesh, override what God can do. But we have to understand that these are the times that we need God the most. These are the times where our faith and our trust has to kick in. These are the tests. See, when we were living for God all during that other time where God is good, you know what, I want to live for God, but when the test comes, either we pass or we fail.
Hey,
Again, we don't want to fail because we don't want to have to go through the test again.
もし私たちがそこで神を信じなくて信じない状況になってしまったらもう一度その同じようなことが起こるんです。
But the best thing about failing the test, the best thing about failing a test,
failing,
failing,
fail,
yeah.
失敗する方がベストってこと？
Is that the next time you know the answers?
次に答えが来ることができるから。
Amen. You know what to expect.
何を次は期待するんでしょうか？
You know God is going to be real.
神は本当なんです。
He's going to be there for you.
神はあなたのためにそこにいるんです。
We just have to trust God.
私たちは神を信頼するんです。
Amen. 1 Kings 19, chapter 19, verses 8 through 15.
第一列王記19の8から15です。
Kings chapter 19. Oh, let me get there. Verses 8 through 15. All right. Now here we have Elijah. He ran away.
ここでエリアが逃げたところです。
Amen. But now an angel comes to him in verse 7. The angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee.
7節ですね。それから主の使いがもう一度戻ってきて彼に触り起きて食べなさい旅はまだ遠いのだからと言った。
In our time of need, God will always come to minister to us.
そういう時に神は私たちのために、私たちのために働くために御使いを送ってくださるんです。
And he sends his angels or he'll send another man or woman of God.Notice that the angel told Elijah that, hey, you need to eat because the journey is going to be far. Amen. The journey is going to be hard. Amen. And verse 8, and he arose and did eat and drink and went into the, and went in the strength of the meat 40 days.And 40 nights into Horeb, the mount of God.
8番です。そこで彼は起きて食べ、そして飲み、この食べ物に力を得て、40日40夜歩いて神の山ホレブに着いた。
All reading the word, or praying, amen, and talking with God is our meat, is going to be our strength through this journey.
私たちがこの神の言葉を読んだり祈ったりとすることは私たちのこの力になるために
We have to We have to partake the things of God to give us strength. We have to partake eat of the things of God.
私たちは神の言葉を食べることによって力を得るんです。
This is why we need to continue each and every day to have a prayer life and to read the Bible.
なので私たちは日々この聖書を読んだりこの祈りをしたりするんです。
And the teaching and the preaching.
そして教えや説教をするんです。
And verse 9, and Elijah, he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah?
9節です。彼はそこにあるほら穴に入り、そこで一夜を過ごした。すると彼への主の言葉があった。主はエリアよ、ここで何をしているのかと仰せられた。
See, God is going to always get, we get to a place to where we even ask ourselves, How did I get in this situation?How did I get into this situation?
この状況をどうすればいいか。
Amen. We always question.
私たち常に尋ねてるんです。
And it's important. God wants to know how did we end up in this situation also? God wants to know.
神も知りたいんです。なぜこのような状況になっているのかと。
Amen. If God can do all things.
神には全てのことができるんです。
Amen. If we would trust Him and have faith in Him.
私たちは信仰を持って彼を信頼するんです。
A lot of time, the places that we end up is because of our own doing.
私たちは物事の最終的には自分でやろうとしてしまう。
And God says, well, how did you get into this predicament or in this situation? How you get into this situation?
あなたはじゃあどのようにこの状況になったのかと。
And Elijah responds in verse 10.
エリアはそこで答えました。
He says, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away.
私は万軍の神主に熱心に仕えました。しかしイスラエルの人々はあなたの契約を捨て、あなたの祭壇を壊し、あなたの預言者たちを剣で殺しました。ただ私だけが残りましたが、彼らは私の命を取ろうと狙っています。
As you walk with God, sometimes it's going to feel like that we're alone, that we're out here doing all this all by ourselves.
もしあなたが神と歩いているとき、時々あなたはこの孤独を感じるでしょう。
Amen. When we're out witnessing to the world, we become seem like isolated from everybody else.
私たちがこの、他の人たちの証しをするとき、一人で冷たく感じる。
See, Elijah said, Lord, I've been very zealous for you. Amen. I've been doing what I'm supposed to do. I've been witnessing the people. You know what? I've been trying to get backsliders, but all my efforts, now the people are trying to kill me. Everybody is coming against me.
エリアはこのみんなにこの、述べ伝えを、バックスライドの人に述べ伝えを努力したんですが、結局は人々が自分を殺そうとしたんです。
The Bible tells us not to be weary in well-doing.Don't get tired because you're doing things from the Lord. Don't let it drain you to where it seems like nothing is happening.
何が起こっているかも見えなくても諦めないでってこと。
Amen. Because we know that witnessing, amen, you can talk, invite a lot of people to church and maybe out of 100 people, maybe one visitor comes.
もし私たちが力を尽くして、この今日、みんなに神の言葉を伝えて、100人の人に伝えたとしても、実際来るのは一人であった。
And it seems like after a long time, it wears you down, or makes you become sad or depressed for some people.
もしあなたがこのずっと続けても、この人が来なかったら、がっかりしたり。
And we begin to question, well, what am I doing?How come nobody's coming to church?
どのように人々は教会に来るのか?
How come nobody's getting baptized?
どのように人々は宣伝を受けるのか?
Amen. But we have to realize that this is God fights our battles.
これは神の戦いなんです。
We're just supposed to be obedient and do what we're supposed to do.
ただ私たちは神に従ってするべきことをするだけなんです。
Because it's God who can save.
神が人を救う。
It's His Spirit and His blood and His word.
彼の霊と彼の血と彼の言葉によって。
So we just have to say, Lord, you know all things.
主よ、あなたはすべてをご存知。
We have to encourage ourselves. Hey, hey, that's why we always have the spirit of expectation. Man, this is the Sunday that the church is going to be full.
で、自分自身を勇気づけて、霊的に期待するんです。この教会がいっぱいになる。
Amen. When I go out today, I'm a witness to somebody, and they're going to come to church.
で、私は今日外に述べ伝えに行って。
Hey, we have to encourage ourselves.
自分自身を勇気づけるんです。
Amen, and just wait on God.
神を待ち望むんです。
And verse 11. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent or broke the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord.
主は仰せられた。外に出て山の上で主の前に立て。するとその時主が通り過ぎられ。主の前で激しい大風が山々を焚き岩々を砕いた。
But the Lord was not in the wind.
しかし風の中に主はおられなかった。
And after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake.
風の後に地震が起こったが地震の中にも主はおられなかった。
And after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire.
地震の後に火があったが火の中にも主はおられなかった。
And after the fire a still small voice.
火の後にかすかな細い声があった。
And verse 13, And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entry end of the cave and behold there came a voice unto him and said What doest thou here Elijah?
エリアはこれを聞くとすぐに街灯で顔を覆い外に出てホラー穴の入り口に立った。すると声が聞こえてこう言った。エリアよここで何をしているのか。
Amen. When Peter stepped out the boatThe wind was boisterous and the waves was high.
ペテロがボートから一歩踏み出すと、
the wind was really loud and the waves was high.
とても風は強く吹いて波が高くありました。
But Peter asked Jesus, Jesus, if that's you, bid me to come on the water.
でペテロはイエス様に言いました。あなたであれば私を私に来なさいと。
See, we're going to have to know the voice of God through the storms, through the earthquakes.Through the fire of life. We're going to have to know the voice of God. Through the winds, through the fire, through the earthquake. But we're also going to have to recognize the Lord's voice when it becomes, when it comes to us very quiet. Because when the storms and the winds are blowing, we're going to hear so many other voices. Mainly it's going to be our voice and our feelings because of the emotion. And we can mistake our voice or the things that we're thinking for God. Amen. But God is going to come to you when you say, okay, Lord, here I am, and you put yourself in the position of prayer. Again, sometimes you're going to have to lay hands on yourself and rebuke your own mind. And you're going to have to listen, because if a voice is telling you to do something against the word of God or something that you know you're not supposed to be doing, that is not God. If a voice comes to you tell you to do something that against the word of God. See, we will hear these voices in the earthquake, in the fire, in the wind, in the rain, in the storms. But sometimes God says, well, I can't even talk to you because emotionally you're not listening. So God waits for the storm kind of to calm down a little bit, or get us to a place to where our spirit is ready to receive God, then He speaks. Right. Yeah, you rebuke it.
But if
right. Right. But see, before that, we want to know the voice of God before we even get to that place. We want to know the voice of God before the storms happen. Amen.
In other words, saying, I'm God.
Hey, he may be right there waiting on you. Remember when Cain killed Abel, and he wouldn't bring the right sacrifice? The Lord says, if you would just bring your right sacrifice, you know, I'll accept you. But if you don't, Satan is waiting for you right at the door for you to make a wrong decision.
Even after you've got his attention.
Yeah. Because Satan is always trying to keep you separated from God and keep you from hearing the right answer that God is telling you. Satan is trying to prevent you. This is why we have to, first of all, try to crucify our own flesh. And then Satan, the Bible says, he's like a roaring lion going about seeking who he may devour. When you see vultures in the sky, what a vulture, the birds that eat dead animals, they're called vultures. I don't know what you call it in Japanese. They eat the dead animals, the birds. They circle around. When you see those, you know that there's something dead somewhere. When you see a vulture.
Right.
So spiritually, when we're going through things, and all of a sudden the devil says, oh, there's a storm, there's a wind, there's an earthquake, you know, he's fleeing to it because he knows somebody is going through something. So he's waiting. Amen. And you know, I'm going to get ahead of myself, but in Genesis, the Bible describes Satan as the as what? Now Satan, he was more subtle than all the rest of the animals. He was more subtle. That means he was slick. He was quiet. He was not easily detected. So you barely would even notice that he was there. You know, as you're trying to pray and talk to God, the subtle snake just slithers right on in and gets in on your conversation. And he begins to talk to you like he did with Eve. Well, didn't God say it? Well, he knows that he's trying to hide something from you. Don't you know that? The snake began to talk to Eve. He was using the word of God. This again why we have to know the word of God. This is the voice of God. We have to know the word of God, which is the voice of God. Because you've been having a relationship with God all week, all month, all these years, right? All of a sudden a storm happens, a crisis happened in your life. And this unfamiliar voice get inside your head, in your mind, in your thoughts. We begin to start thinking things that we normally wouldn't be thinking. We begin to think things that we normally would not think. When things are going good, we're like, hey, God is good all the time. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing. Amen. God can do everything. Amen. All of a sudden, crisis happened. Well, where is God? I thought he loved me. I thought he loved me. All before, we were never thinking that way. It wasn't in our mind to think, where is God? Before, we would never say, well, why did God do this? That voice was not there. That voice was not there. But when the situation happened, all of a sudden, these other voices, these other thoughts begin to come into our mind. See, it says that the Lord passed by, but he was not in the earthquake. He was not in the rain. He was not in the wind. He was not in the fire. He's not in the mess that's causing us all kinds of damage. But it says, after all that, and then we heard, then Elijah heard the Lord in a still small voice. Why are you here, Elijah? Why are you thinking this way? Am I not still God that was the same God last week? Am I not the same God that was last week? How did you get to this place? When did your trust start getting lower? Your trust. When did your faith start shrinking? Where, at what point did you stop believing that I could not do anything, everything? Where did you start thinking, hey, God cannot do everything? How do you get to this place? And so we're going to have to know the voice of God. Now, when things are okay, this is the time that we need to really get a hold of God. Our everyday life, this is why we need to pray and we need to read. Sister.
You know, he's not in the rain, he's not in the rain, But God's also testing me, our faith.
Right.
You know, because if we go through these things, all of a sudden now we're like, why is it happening? I mean, that shows our lack of faith, our
right.
lack of trust. So that means that we realize we got to work on that.
Right. Exactly.
If we realize through that trial, oh my goodness, I still got a lot of work.
Right. Yeah, and this is the time of growing.
だからこの、私たちが問題を通り抜けるときっていうのは、問題を通り抜けるときというのは、なんだっけ、試されてるんです。だから信仰が試されてるんです。だから自分たちはそのときに自分たち信仰が欠けてるとか、信頼が欠けているとか気づくんですが、
See, when you read the story, what you... What... Oh. Oh.See, when you read the story, you have to realize no matter where Elijah was, God always was there. He always sent somebody to provide. God knew exactly where Elijah was. God knows where each and every one of us are at all times, where it's emotionally, spiritually, He knows.
神はすべてご存知なんです。私たちが感情的になったり、その状況とか、霊的なものとかも。
And wherever Elijah went, God had sent the angel to minister to him. Say, hey, you need to be strong. You need to eat.
なので、エリアがこの弱っているとき、神は御使いを送ってあなたは食べなさいと彼に力を与えたんです。
When we're going through tests and trials, those are the times that we need to be praying.Those are the times that we need to be reading the Word. Those are the times that we need to come to church where we're hearing the Word of God. Those are the times where we need to be around our brothers and sisters where we're all worshiping God together.
そしてまたこれらの時に兄弟姉妹たちと神を賛美する。
But for some reason, when people start going through troubles and things, they stop praying, they stop going to church, they stop talking to God.
この問題がある時、ある人々はこの教会に来るのをやめたり、賛美するのをやめたり、聖書を読むのをやめたりする。
Am I right? The first thing you're like, I'm not praying.
Not right.
That's what we say to ourselves. I'm not praying.
もう自分自身見てしまう。もう私は祈らないと。
I don't feel like going to church. That's the first thing comes out of our flesh. But you know when the pastor called, what he's going to say? You need to be at church. We have prayer tonight. God will always minister and say, hey, you need to eat and you need to drink because the journey is a far way. It's long and it's going to be hard.
神はなのでそこに来てこのあなたはこの食べなさい飲みなさいと力をつけてくれるんですこの旅路は長いと
But we respond, Lord, I've been living for you all this time.
そして私たちは答えるんですこの Lord,
I've been living for you all this time.
私はどんな時でもあなたに
Like Elijah, I've been doing everything I'm supposed to do.
私はあなたを助けると
People in church, they're coming against me, they're talking about me. They're coming against me, people.
人々は自分に逆らう
And it feels like people just want to kill me. And the Lord says, Elijah, how did you get into this place? What are you doing here? Hey, you should be in the house of God where I will feed you with my word. You need to kick that bad company out your house and say, hey, Satan, get thee behind me. You need to open up the word where it says, My God shall supply all of my needs. Amen. You need to talk to yourself, Hey, the gates of hell shall not prevail against me. This is the voice of God. Amen. But the voice that we hear will say, Well, hey, well, don't go to church, you know.Don't go to church. Hey, just stop reading your Bible for a couple of days. You'll be all right. Hey, nothing's going to happen if you miss a couple of days of service.
あなたがちょっと何日か教会行かなくて別に大丈夫です。
That is not the voice of God.
これは神の声ではありません。
Because the voice of God is going to say, hey, no, you need to be in the house of God.
神の声というのは逆にあなたを教会で
You need to open the word.
あなたは神の言葉を開きなさいと。
Because the word of God is what? It's the bread.
神の言葉というのは何ですか？神ですよ。
The word of God is the sword of the spirit.
神の言葉というのは剣なんです。
Amen. The Bible says that your belly shall be flowing with rivers of living water. This is the Holy Ghost.
この生きる水をこの湧き出すんです。これは聖霊なんです。
The Holy Ghost is going to refresh us.
聖霊というのが私たちを。
What's the best way to put out a fire? Amen.What's the best way to put out a fire? Get full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. So in Ephesians 6 and 18, this is why we need to pray in the Spirit in every situation. Amen. Use every kind of prayer and request there is.
全ての種類の祈りを持ち、それを懇願する。
When you go through the fire, there's going to be a different kind of prayer.
あなたが火の中を通るとき、このあなたは違う祈り方をするんです
。Water ain't gonna stop the earthquake, so you're gonna need a different kind of prayer.
またこの、地震が止まったら、またあなたは違う、祈りをするんです。
Amen. If you got the wind blowing with fire, what that's gonna do? It's gonna make the fire hotter and bigger. Wind makes a fire hotter and bigger.
火が出てるとき、風が吹くともっと火が大きくなる。
So you're going to need a different kind of prayer.
なのであなたはその時違う祈り方をするんです。
But we need to pray in the spirit.
霊で祈りなさい。
And for the same reason, we need to be alert.
同じ理由で警告します。
Amen. Mainland Japan, they have an earthquake at least once a week.
今はこの本土の方では週に1回も地震がある。
Amen. If it happened once a week, I would be alert.
毎週この地震があると私は
警告します。 I would have my clothes laid out so I can just step right in them.I'm going to have gas in the car. Batteries for the light. Plenty of hot dogs and charcoal for the grill. I'm going to be ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Be ready, right? Prayer will keep us in touch with God.
祈りというのは私たち祈りというのは私たちを神に触れさせてくれる。
Prayer will keep you in touch with God.
祈りというのは私たちを神に触れさせてくれるんです。
Amen. You're going to get down, Lord. You know, I'm going through this situation.
主よ、私はこの状況を通ってますと。
And the voice will say, well, why are you here?
声があなたはなぜここにいるのかと。
You believe in me?
あなたは私を信じますか?
Hey, you had faith last week. You had faith last week.
先週と同じ信仰を持ってますか?
So have faith today.
今日何もっともっとください。今日もか。
The Holy Ghost will say, remember 2 months ago when you prayed for patience?
何か覚えてますか? 2週間前この忍耐をくださいと言ったこと。
I'm answering your prayer.
あなたの祈りに私は答えます。
So why are you complaining?
あなたはなぜそこに何を言うんですか?
Didn't everybody say don't pray for patience?
皆さんに言います。
Amen.
忍耐について祈らない方がいいです。
Hallelujah. The Lord says, hey, I told you it's time to grow up, right? Amen. All these things. Amen. Praying, worshiping, and seeking to always please God gives us power.
祈り、賛美し、神を求めるということは、常に神を喜ばせることは私たちに力を与えるんです。
They give us power over our flesh and over our enemy.
この力というのは私たちの肉や、敵をに乗り打ち勝つんです。
And these things will keep us spiritually alert.
これらは私たちを霊的に警告してるんです。
They will keep you spiritually alert.
私たちは続けて霊的な警告を。
And, You know what a seismologer is? A seismologer. It's one of those machines that detects earthquakes. It's a machine. Before earthquake comes, the little needles start going, hey, it's an earthquake coming.
地震計っていうの。
Amen.
ウィーンって針がついてるよ。
Amen. When the storm gets ready to happen, all you have to do is look outside for the animals.
もしこの嵐が来る前には、外にいるこの鳥とか動物を見て。
They're running for cover.
彼らはもう先に逃げるっていうの。
This is what the Holy Ghost is.
それがそのようなのが聖霊なんです。
Hey, you better buckle down. You need to pray extra prayer today because the earthquake's happening tomorrow.
地震が来るからあなたはもっと今日はいつもよりも祈りなさいと。
Amen. Genesis 3 and 1. Well, we said that the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. Well, we'll skip that. 2 Corinthians 7.
第2コリント7です。
7 and 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
愛する者たち、私たちはこのような約束を与えられているのですから、一切の霊肉の汚れから自分を清め、神を恐れかしこんで、清きを全うしようではありませんか。
So if you haven't noticed, these are past scriptures that we already had.
これは私たちはもう皆さんこの成果知って
る。Amen. Filth or dirt, what we're going to call as sin, amen, it clogs, it distorts our view.
汚れというのは罪で、次何？
Amen. Clog built up. Dirt built up will clog the drain.
あ、木の板か。カビみたいなものというのは増えて、
Amen. So sin does this for us.
罪はそのようなものなんです。
It clogs. It gives us a bad connection when we're trying to hear God.
この、なんだっけ、ゴミじゃない。カビみたいなものは神とのこれをディスコに、つなげないようにする。
Sin makes us hear other voices that we think they may be God.
罪というのは他の声を聞こえさせるんだけど、この神のように。
Sin will make it sound like God, but it's not God.
罪はこの神のように聞こえさせるんだけど、それは神ではない。
And this is why we need to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit.
なので霊的にも肉体的にも私たちは汚れから清められない。
Because you know your own self will talk you into doing anything that you want to do. Your own self will talk you into doing whatever you want to do.
自分自身で何をしたいかというと自分自身で話しかけること。
The flesh will say, well, if you don't feel like praying, then don't pray.
肉というのはだからあなたは祈りたくない、じゃあ祈らなくていいよと。
Your flesh will tell you exactly what you want to hear.
肉というのはあなたが本当にやりたいことをそのままさせてくれる。
You know you have that little devil over here and a little angel right there. When the little angels start making sense, the devil walks over there and hit the angel and say, shut up.
天使がこの悪魔に話しかけたら悪魔が黙れって言って
る。This is what our own minds do.
これら私たちの思いはそのようにする。
And this is why we have to be careful.
なので私たちは気をつけなければいけない。
And this is why, amen, we really need to pray.
なので私たちは本当に祈りが必要。
We need to come to the pastor and say, hey, pastor, I'm going through this.
なので、僕さん、私は今こんな状況を通ってます。
Amen. This is the thing that I'm hearing. These are the things that I'm hearing.
これが私に聞こえる。
Amen. And I hope you pray about it.
And
we say, well, let's see what the Lord is saying about it. Amen. You'll find everything in the Word. Just ask the Lord. Say, Lord, show me something. He'll say, well, turn to the Scripture. A story out of the Bible will come to you. Amen. Are you willing to do for God what you are not willing to do for anybody else?
あなたは神の御心をやりたいことを望んでいるのか、それとも
We have to be willing to do for God what we won't do for anybody else. When knowing God and having a relationship with God, because He is God, because He created you, because He saved you, because He forgave you, because He's keep on forgiving you, because of His mercy, His grace, and His loving kindness, we should be willing to do for God what we won't do for anybody else. And if you have a relationship with God long enough, He is going to ask you to do things for Him that you won't, that you wouldn't do for anybody else.
もしあなたが神との交流が長ければ、他の人と違うのにもっとやっ。
What's the first and the greatest commandment?
皆さん何ですか？最初。
Speak up. Say it loud.
第一の言い始めは偉大な。
Amen. The Bible says, the Lord is speaking when He says, I command you this day. But we don't want to forget, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. This thing that I'm telling you this day, I command you. Again, it's a commandment for us to love God with everything that is in us. This is the voice of God. This is the foundation for everybody who say they are a Christian. This is the building block. If you don't obey Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 5, 6, 7, and 8, you might as well not even say you're a Christian. You might as well say you don't even serve God. Because if you can't or if you won't obey the first commandment, how are you going to obey the rest of them? Because the rest of the commandments and the rest of the word of God all goes back to this first one of loving God. So right now, from this point on, this is the part that you need to work on, is obeying the first and greatest commandment. And this teaches us how to pray. If you don't know how to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, then you have to ask Him, Lord, teach me and show me. Help me, Lord. I can love my wife, but I can't love people outside of my family. And guess what? When you get to a point, you say, man, I'm loving God. I love God now with all my heart. With all my soul. With all my might. Man, I'll do anything for God. I love Him. And then He turns and says, well, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Oh God, why did you have to go there?
Oh God.
My neighbors get on my nerve. My neighbors get on my nerve. Your nerve. You know, when you hit a nerve, you go, ow. Your neighbors like to poke you. Family members. Ah, my uncle. When he gets drunk. All right? That's the voice of God. Well, love him. Love your boss. Love you. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Hey, see, the word of God knows all things. Hey, amen. This is the voice of God. It says, love me first. And then love everybody else. These are the first two that we need to get together. The reason why we got to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might, and loving other people like that, because it takes it out of us to do that, right? It takes it out of you. Because you have to prepare your mind. You have to keep your emotions in check. So I can love this person. Because when they start talking, when they start doing that one thing that I don't like, it takes it out of you. It takes it out of you emotionally. Yeah, it makes it stressful. Trying to do something that is against your character or nature. By nature, I am a quiet person.
え、私の、え、何?性格?っていうの。っていうのは、その、
I know it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that I'm a quiet person. As a man, it's hard for, at first to love things, to be soft. As a man, to be soft, it was hard. To be loving and kind. Well, not very kind, but just being loving, soft. Emotional. Amen. Sometimes it's kind of hard when you're not that way. When you grow up, you know, Brother Sam, been in the military all those years to fight war, become hard, no emotions. The government says if we wanted to have for you to have emotions, we would have issued it to you. Amen, brother. Oh yeah, I did. I repair airplanes, fix them, in case I have to get on them and fly. I wanted them to be safe. Amen. That is good, because I knew people, companies that didn't do that. I knew company that didn't wasn't always safe. And I was scared for other people who had to get on the plane. And so my job was to make sure that the plane was safe. So I made reports that made other people unhappy because I told the truth. Amen. And the voice of God is going to always tell us, and the Holy Ghost will say, hey, do the right thing. Even though nobody is looking, even though everybody else is against you, you need to obey my voice. Amen. Ephesians 5:25-27. This is where Paul said, husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
Why?
Verse 26. So that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word. That he might present the church to himself in glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and faultless.
ご自身でシミやシワやそのようなものを何一つない清く傷のないものとなった栄光の教会をご自分の前に立たせるためです。
But I underline verse 26.
アンダーラインが引いて26。
Because we need to be washed by the word.
私たちは言葉によって洗われるんです。
The word is going to sanctify us, set us apart. The word is going to set us apart. We become cleansed by the word of God if we obey it. If we obey the word, we become clean. And so in knowing the voice of God, this is why we have to love the word. Amen. We have to know that the word of God is God. So again, going back to knowing the voice of God, we need to know the word. But more than knowing, we have to obey. They say that when you're around somebody long enough, or when you're married to somebody long enough, the other person, your spouse, will be able to finish a sentence that you start.
あなたがこの奥さんや誰かとずっと長くいると、あなたこの人が言い終わる前に何を言おうとしてるかが分かる。
They say, well, if you're married a long time, you begin to look like one another.
似た者同士になるってこと?
Brother, Sister Yoshiko went, huh? No, I'm just playing. Amen. And why is that? Because you hang around them. You spend a lot of time with this person. Some of your, each of your habits rub off on one another. At least that's what they claim. The bad stuff. Hey, so if we hang around God long enough, if we spend a lot of time in prayer, if we spend a lot of time in reading the Word, getting it in us, and talking with Him, when situations begin to happen, you automatically start quoting the Word. The Word begins to talk to you. The Word begins to talk to you. Amen. Somebody begin to quote a scripture and you'll finish it. Somebody begin to start a scripture and you finish. And then and when you get into a situation, the Word of God comes out of you and it begins to speak. Amen. So we want to spend time around God and in the Word. We want to spend time in prayer. Getting to know God and know the voice of God. Amen. Because we want to become like Him. Amen. In John 14:8 through 9, this is where Philip asked the Lord, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied.
ヨハネ14の8から9です。イエスは彼に言われた、フィリポはイエスに言った、主を私たちに父を見せてください。そうすれば満足します。
See, remember just a few minutes ago, we say if we spend time around somebody, we begin to know them and act like them.
先ほど言いましたが、私たちがその人とこの人と長い時間を共有するとこの人を知るですが
so here we have the disciples that's been living with Jesus, eating with him, conversating with him every day.
弟子たちはその時彼と共に時間を増やしたり食事をしたり学びをしたり
and Philip asked this question, Lord, show us the Father and it will suffice us.
ピリポはだから言ったんです父を見せてください。そうすれば満足します。
But how did Jesus respond?
Jesus,
how long have I been around you? How could you even ask the question that when you've seen me, you've seen the Father? Evidently, you've been around me, Philip, but you haven't been spending time with me to get
to know
you. Amen. So, and this is where a lot of time we are at when we say, you know, we should know the voice of God. And we pray things. And the Holy Ghost said, how long have you had the Holy Ghost? And you have to ask, can you do this and can you go there and what shall you do?
Can you?
You ask in prayer. You know, Lord, can I do this? And the Holy Ghost, how long have you had me inside you? How long have you been reading the Word? How long have you been coming to church? And you still have to ask these kind of questions. Amen. We have to know God, not just know of Him. Do you know God's name? What is Jesus' favorite color? What is it? Huh? You think white? What's Jesus' favorite color? Oh man. Hear that, Lord? They don't know. I'm sorry. They should. How long? How about red? Blood wash. Forgiveness of sin. You think so? Okay. Oh. Right, but you can't be pure without the blood first. I don't know. That's personal. If you ask them already, he said it was white. Hey, it's white. Maybe for you, he likes you in white. Amen. See, if you spend time, you'll ask some questions like that. When we start singing, the blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. Paul says, Marsh, yes, you can see Bella finish, right? It's the blood that gives me strength. It don't say it make you sing better. It'll give you strength. Amen. The blood. Because God, when He sees the blood, it turns into mercy and grace. When a death angel sees the blood, it passes you right on by. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Knowing the voice of God. Huh? Yeah, in the end. At the end, first you want to say, let me see the blood. Then you could put on the white. Alright. Amen. So how is it that people can read, hear teaching and preaching, pray, speak in tongues, but not know the voice of God?
人々はどのように読み、教えを聞き、説教を聞き、祈り、威厳で祈り、しかし神の言葉を知らない。
There's a lot of people who go to church and say they love God, but they don't even know His voice.
多くの人が教会に行って神を愛していると言いますが、神の声を知らない。
The voice is going to be the same. Hey, don't go there. Don't do that. Stop doing that. Read the word. Go to church.
これをしないで、これをしないで、聖書を読みなさい。教会に行きなさいと。
Love your brother.
兄弟を愛しなさい。
The Bible says.The Lord says, how can you say that you love me and you never seen me and you can't love somebody that you can see?
あなたは私を見たこともないのに、あなたはどのように私を愛するのでしょう?
Basically, he's saying, well, you're a liar then. The Lord says, basically, you're a liar then because you can't love me and you don't see me and you can't love somebody who you can see. Because if you love me, you know my commandment, you're going to love other people.
Amen.
Sister. Right. 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 Right.
だからネガティブなものが来るというものはそれは自分から出ていくってこと。
Amen. I know for myself, you know, when I'm praying, I don't necessarily think of bad things, but my mind becomes shifted and focused on something that I shouldn't be praying about. When I'm praying, my mind wanders and I start thinking about other things than I should be praying.
ああ、他のことを祈ったり、他のことを考えてしまうってこと。けれど、祈らないといけない。
And then I try to.Get back focus, okay, God. Oh, you know, we need to say so, and then my mind began to start thinking about this situation.
そしてまた集中してこの祈りにしようとするんですが、またその自分の思いというのはこの状況を考えてしまう。
And God is speaking to me, saying, "Hey, you need to pay attention. Hey, you need to be praying about the people over there and about that, not about your situation. I already know."
だから神はあなたはそこじゃなくて祈りに集中しなさい。その人のこの人々のために祈りなさいと。あなたのこの状況はもう自分は知っているんだからと。
Amen. Identity. Has the Lord identified Himself to you to let you know that He is God?
これなんだっけ、人格っていうんだっけ。自主性？
そうね。Has the Lord identified Himself?
神は自分自身をこの表している。
When did you first meet God?
When? いつあなたはこの神と会いましたか?
Praise the Lord, I'm Pastor Marsh. I am the pastor of the First United Pentecostal Church in Okinawa.
私は、First United Pentecostal 教会の牧師です。
Don't you ever remember reading the Bible where the Lord went to somebody and says, I am the Lord God Almighty.I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He identified himself who he was.
彼自身がこの聖書を読むときに自分はこの、ヤコブ、アブラハムの神ですと。私は全能なる神ですと表してる。
Do you remember that day where you realized, man, he is God. His name is Jesus.
これは神だ。彼の名は、イエスだと。
Do you remember that day?
あなた覚えてますか?
You remember that time? We should be at that place. Well, we know, hey, that's God.
それは神だと。
Man, that's God over there.
それは神は
Oh, I can hear his voice.
私は神の声だと。
Because you met him.
なぜならあなたが
神だと。He identified himself to you as the counselor, the mighty God.The lover of your soul, the one who can forgive you of your sins. Amen. And it grows. He began to identify himself in different ways, and we get closer to him. Hey, you went somebody. Hey, that's Pastor Marshall, the First United Pentecostal Church. He's a nice guy.
あそこにいるのは私、ファーストユナイテッドペンテコステ教会のパスタマンです。彼は、
how do you know?
あなたはどのようにそれを知るの?
Somebody told me he was a nice guy.
誰かが彼がナイスガイということ
を知る。 No, hey, well, because I wouldn't have lunch with him, and I began to talk with him, and I've been around him a few times. He's a nice guy.
そうでは人がいたのではなくて、私は彼と共にこのランチをしたり、そう、共に話したりして、彼がこのいい人だということです。
Because you spend time.
それはなぜなら彼と時間を費やしたから
です。Is God good all the time or sometimes?
神は常にいい時ですか?
How do you know?
神は時々ですか? どのように知るんでしょ
う? How do you know He's good all the time?
どのように知るんですか? 神が常にいい
時。 Okay, wait, one at a time. He's always available to you all the time.
彼
は。 Amen.
なので自分彼は自分の個人的な私の神で、私はこの何知っているから。
And first of all, anything that's in the Word that describes God, He is. Because His Word is true.
すべてのこの言葉が神を表している。
And I believe every word that is in the Bible.
私は聖書にあるすべての言葉を信じます。
So He's good all the time, He's almighty, He's everywhere.
し、これは全能ですし、彼はどこにでもいます。
He's loving.
彼は、愛しいっていうのかな。
Amen. He's identified himself.
彼は自分自身をこの表してる。
So if you know the voice of God, then why would you even consider listening to anybody else, including yourself?
もしあなたが神の声を知っているなら、
would you even think about it? Okay.You have it there. The new paper? Read.
No, she's translating.
Oh.
あなたが神の声を知っているならば、なぜあなたは自分を含む他の誰かの言うことを聞くだろうか?
So, if you know the voice of God, why would you even consider listening to somebody else?
なぜあなたは神の声を知っていて他の人の声を聞くんでしょうか。
Right, but that's
right.
Right. Well, yeah, well, that is an extension. That is God speaking. I'm just saying another voice that's other than God, whether it's through.The word, whether it's through preaching, you know, because again, let's go back to Eve.
Eve に戻ってみましょう。
It was God,
神がいて、
Adam,
アダムがいて、
and Eve.
Eve がいました。
They had animals, but the animals didn't talk.
そこに動物もいましたが、動物は話さなかった。
But one day, this snake began to talk.
けどある日、この蛇はこの話したんです。
Why would he ask a question? How come the snake never talked before?
なぜ Eve は質問しなかったでしょう。なぜヘビは以前から話さなかったでしょう。
Why did she go to Adam and say, hey, this animal that never talked before, as a matter of fact, I've never seen him, all of a sudden is talking to me.
けど、イブはなぜアダムにこのヘビは今まで話さなかったのにと。
I was like, hey, Lord, this animal is talking.
イブは、主よ、この動物は話しますと。
But Eve just began to conversate with the snake.
けどイブはもうこのヘビとこの会話を始めていたんです。
She knew the voice of God.
彼女は神の声。
She knew the voice of Adam.
アダムの声も知ってい
た。All of a sudden, this new voice began to speak to her.
新しい声が彼女の話しかけたんです。
And she entertained. She entertained. She began to communicate.
注意払った。
And then now the communication, the snake began to tell her about different things that God didn't say.
それで彼女はこれとコミュニケーションを取って、
You know, in some conversation, you're like, hey, stop right there. Stop right there. Everything you were saying before, up until now, was okay, but when you said that, we're done. I know the voice of God, and God didn't say that. So you need to get out of my face.
Amen.
But Eve didn't even consider. And she allowed this other voice to make her do something that she was not supposed to do. Amen. There are serious consequences when we do not listen and obey God. Bad things can happen when we don't listen to God. At the time, whatever decisions it is, it may not seem serious or big at the time. You're driving down the street. Amen. The voice of God says, turn left. But you think if I turn left, it's going to take me a longer way to get home. And traffic is bad that way.
So
I'm going to turn right. You turn right. No cars. Everything's going good. All of a sudden, you get hit by a car. Man. You maybe didn't realize that God was trying to tell you to go left for a reason. There is a reason why the Word of God says what it says. There is a reason why everything is in the Bible. God knows exactly what He's talking about. Again, my ways are not your ways. Lean not unto your own understanding. Amen. I am the creator, you are the createe. It is I who give you wisdom. It is I who give you life. Amen. We need to listen and obey because there are consequences. Again, something may not happen now. Excuse me. Something may not happen now, but what about the future? Genesis 3 and 17, going back to Eve. Adam and Eve bit the apple. The Lord comes down and says, hey Adam, where are you? He didn't get, God does not get a response. Hey Adam, where are you? I'm over here, Lord, we're hiding in the bushes. Well, why are you hiding in the bushes? Well, we are afraid and we're ashamed because we're naked. Well, same, he could ask the same question they did Elijah. What are you doing here? But the Lord says, who told you you were naked? You weren't naked earlier today. You were not naked earlier today. Earlier, like in the morning. In the morning, you were not naked. Yesterday, you were not naked. But now, you are. Who told you? Well, it's the woman. She did it. Eve, what did you do? It's that snake. He made me do it. Then the Lord began to curse the man, the snake, and the woman. But let me back up. But the Lord said to Adam, because you've listened and given heed to the voice of your wife. At the time they bit the apple, Hey, it's no big deal. We're just biting another piece of fruit.
別にこの実をかじるということは他のフルーツと同じような感じで別に重大なことではないと。
4,000 years later,
4,000 年後、
we're still feeling the effect because of disobedience.
それはこの不従順だったがゆえに私たちはまだその状況にあると。結果がある。
Now we have the story of Abraham.
アブラハムのストーリーです。
God speaks to Abraham and says, you're going to be a father of many nations. All the people on the earth are going to be blessed through your seed. And Genesis 16 verse 2.
創世記16の2です。
And it's interesting because Sarah said to Abraham, see here, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children.
そしてサライは神が私の忍耐を制限しましたと言って私のメイドと交際関係を持ってくださいそうすれば私は彼女によって子供を得ることができるかもしれません
Sarah said it, the Lord has shut up my womb the Lord has shut up my womb
それは主によって私の
I can't have babies
主が
She identified it's the Lord
彼女は主がと
The Lord has done thisInstead of waiting on God to fix it, Sarah says, "Hey, take my maid Hagar."
Sarah はなので私のメイドのハガイを取ってください。
No big deal, so we can have children.
どうしてそんな大きな問題ではない。ただ子供が欲しいだけだからと。
Because Abraham listened to his wife.
なぜならアブラハムはその奥さんの言うこと
を。We have the whole Arab and the Muslim nation.
そこからモスラムの民族が
The enemy against, been enemy against God, the people of God ever since.
彼らはこのキリストに反するものとなります。
Consequences.
Consequences.
Amen. It's getting late.
結果として
In 1 Kings 13, it's a story of the young prophet where the Lord says, don't stop in and eat with anybody and don't go the same way that you came in.
第一列王記です。この若い預言者がそこに入っていってそこで食べたり飲んだりするなと。
So while he's going down the road, he meet an old prophet, a man of God.
そこでは古い預言者がいました。
Man of God said, "Hey, come over to my house. You will get something to eat, and then you can go on your way."
この古い預言者はこの若い預言者に言いました。自分の家に来て飲んで食べなさいと。
I'm sure the young prophet was like, "This is a man of God."
若い預言者は思いました。この人は神の人だと。
He's been a prophet of God.
彼は神の預言者だと。
Surely if he's speaking.
彼がその話しているからと。
It must be of God.
それは神が話していること。
So why are they eating their soba?
そして彼らはこのそばを食べて。
The Lord comes, begin to speak through the old prophet.
そして神はこの古い預言者の方に言いました。
Why have you done this? Didn't I tell you not to stop and eat?
若い預言者に言ったんだ。あなたはなぜそこで食べて飲んでしたのかと。
And because you did not obey,
それはするなと言ったのにあなたはそれに従わなかったと。
When you finish eating and you leave, there's going to be a lion waiting to kill you.
あなたがそれを食べ終わって家から出て行くとき、その獅子が外で待っていて、
And this is God speaking through the old prophet who told him to come and eat.
それは、神はそれを古い預言者を通して言いました。
Amen. This is a story that you, when you read,You will have to say wow. At least I do. You say wow.
このあなたはこの聖書のこのストーリーを読むとあなたは wow.
Because God says no.
神は知っていたんです。
And you may go and ask somebody else.
もしあなたが誰かがあなたにこの尋ねると。
And they give you a different answer.
違う答えを与える。
And probably the answer that you want to hear.
あなたはここにいなさいと。
Amen. But there's consequences for disobeying God.
それは結果として神に従わないことになるんです。
You need to get proof. Proof. Hey, that.
証明が必要。
A lot of people will come to you as you living for God and say, "Hey, the Lord told me to tell you this."
多くの人がこのあなたと一緒、神は私にこう言いましたと。
Do you just say, "Okay"? Because you said it, I'm going to believe it.
Okay, あなたがこう言ったから私はそれを信じましょうと。
You need to pray about it.
あなたそれについて。
And say, Lord, is this word from you?
主はあなたのために言葉を。それは主はあなたの言葉です。
Because we don't know where the snake has been showing up talking to people.
最初に蛇もそのように人々に話していたんです。
We don't know what a snake is showing up talking to people.
私たちの中で蛇もこのように人々に話してい
た。Amen. So you need to have a relationship with God.
あなたはなので神との交流が必要なんです。
Amen. This is more Samuel. And when you go back and read, please stand. I'm coming to a close. And when you go back and read the chapter, the Lord calls Samuel three times.
もう一度この聖句に戻ってください。神は三回サムエルを呼びました。
The third time it says that when he ran to Eli, Eli perceived that it's God talking to him and tell Samuel, the next time you hear the voice, say, Lord, here am I.
エリはこのこれが主が呼んでいると知って、サムエルに次この神があなたを呼ばれたら私はここにいますと言いなさいと言います。
And when you read the scripture,
あなたがこの聖句を読むと
き、On the fourth time,It says that the Lord appeared and stood over Samuel. See, the first three times, the Lord just spoke his voice. The Lord speaks to us all the time. But until you get to a place of relationship,
あなたがそのだけどこの何神と交流を持つところに行くまで。
So where you are willing to do for God that you won't do for anybody else。
あなたがだから神のためにしたいのか人のためにしたいのか。
That you submit to God。
あなた自身がだから神に従うのか。
That you say, Lord, I believe everything about you。
私はあなたを信じますすべてのこと
に。And then the Lord shows up to you。
ということであなたの前に神を現す。
First he just speaks to see if you're going to obey。In the scripture says that the first three times Samuel didn't know the Lord. But when Samuel, through the prophet of God, realized that it was God speaking, and now Samuel responded the right way.Now the Lord appears to him.
それで神は彼の前に現れます。
Another interesting thing about this scripture.
このまた聖句で面白いことがあります。
It describes Eli as his eyes begin to, he can't see too well.
エリはもうあまりこの目が見えなかったんです。
But it says that the light was going out in the where the Lord was in the temple.
だけどそこに何
？The Lord, the light was going out that night.
その日は夜だったんです。
And if you go back and read scripture, the light was never supposed to go out in the temple. They were always supposed to provide oil for the light to always be on the lamp. See, as Eli, because he disobeyed God because of his sons earlier, the light of the Holy Ghost began to fade out of Eli because of disobedience. And God had already was grooming a replacement for Eli. So if we continue to be disobedient to God, we won't listen to the word of God. The light of the Holy Ghost in you will become dim. Dim. Down.
Hi.
Amen. God is going to fill somebody else with the Holy Ghost. To take your place. So we have to know the voice of God and obey all the time. When you read this, the Lord is telling Samuel, because Eli allowed his sons to do what they wasn't supposed to do, and Eli did nothing about it,Eli allowed his sons to offer strange fire to God. And Eli never told his sons, hey, that is wrong, you should not do that. I'm taking you out the ministry, you shouldn't do that. So because we compromise and we allow people to do thingsthat they are not supposed to be doing. Amen. Eli and his whole family from the rest of that point on became a curse. Amen. So, knowing the voice of God. You ever get a, Lord, is that really you? Are you really telling me to do that? Amen. 2 Corinthians for next month. Amen. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
私たちの戦いの武器は肉のものではなく神のためには要塞をもう破壊するほどの力あるものである。
No, knowing the weapons of spiritual warfare.
霊的な戦いの武器を知る。
Amen. This is what we'll be talking about next month.
私たちはこれについて来月また話していきたいと思います。
Exciting. We get to fight. Yeah.
戦いこの方法
ですね。It's an exercise.Hallelujah. Well, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. So let's continue to just to get a relationship with God and to know His voice. Amen. Because when it comes to war, we need to be able to obey instructions. Amen. In Jesus' name. I had a couple announcements while everybody is leaving. I sent an email out. The 21st is a church family outing. It's a Saturday. The men are supposed to be hosting. So us men, we need to get together and find out what are we going to do as a church family for outing. And April 21st.
4月21日ですね。教会みんなでこの集いなので、男性の方がまた集うなので、どこに集うか。
Amen. And on the 29th of April,
Sunday,
we will not have service here. We'll be having service down at the Sound of Praise. Yeah, they know. Yeah, everybody. Sound of Praise. Brother Hosmer's church. We'll be joining them in their faith promise service.And I will be preaching at the Asmith to preach. So they'll have an international dinner afterwards, so we'll go and hear the word and then have some fellowship afterwards. So add that to the lifeline. I forgot to put that. So just want to give a heads up. We'll keep mentioning it.
Friday, we have church, right?
Yes. Yes. We do. Amen. In Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, we give you glory and honor, Father. We thank you for the word.